Tyler Erdman asks, best slash worst parts of daylight savings time change?
I mean, I don't think there's a best part. It's stupid.
Well, the best part about fall back is that you gain an hour of sleep.
Nor falling ahead.
No. No.
Don't start this. Don't start this.
No, it's, I think
we
it's
are falling back. Aside from thinking, whether you think it's dumb or not, though, what's your favorite part of it?
I don't have one.
You kind of get an extra hour of sleep.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
The first night you do.
Yeah, but like,
I'm not saying it's great.
In a week, you could just be normal.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But that's probably the only positive is you get one more sleep.
Yeah.
Positive,
just, you get. There's the cons so outweigh the pros.
So what don't you like about it?
Pretty much
everything. One, it's going to take me 6 months to change every clock that I own. Microwave, stove, alarm clock, vehicle.
Well, your vehicle changes automatically.
Becca's doesn't. You got to go and change that bitch manually.
I got the manual out and look at it.
Yeah. Also,
well, if she always goes based off vehicle time, she'll always be an hour early to everything.
Honestly, it might be good for her.
Maybe two hours. Was it be 2 hours early?
I'm not doing that math.
And yeah, I'm not either. So.
And then it always falls on hunting.
Oh, yeah.
It's always opener. So the first day is not daylight savings. And then the second day is. And that tweaks your fucking, my extra hour of sleep that I got. Doesn't matter because I'm up at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah, I suppose.
Is it this Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday night, Saturday evening.
Okay.
So Saturday, it'll be midnight for 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think it's a great time of year to go to the bar at bar close.
There's a pro.
Yeah.
You get an extra hour at the bar. Drinking. We talked about this. We did a whole thing on this.
That was last year we did that.
So there's two pros that are just like, I'm too old for.
It makes great small talk too. That's another pro.
Yeah.
Does it? Is this great small talk right now?
Also, really puts Arizona on the map this time of year.
Yeah, quite shouts literally. To them for doing it right.
Daylight savings. I couldn't tell you what time
puts
it is.
Arizona on the map.
I couldn't tell you what time it is in Arizona right now.
Yeah, it was just New Mexico was way bigger before Arizona decided to do this. Arizona's put them on the map.
New Mexico doesn't do it either?
No, I was just saying that a physical map.
Gotcha.
Took it literally.
Gotcha. So yeah, I mean, extra hour at the bar, extra hour of sleep for about one or two nights.
Mm-hmm.
My kid will now go to sleep earlier.
Yep.
You're going to wake up at the same time. Your internal clock is going to wake you up.
Right, but now I get an extra, I essentially get an extra hour in the morning. So instead of getting about 6:30, I'll get about 5:30.
Yeah, but then you go home and it's fucking pitch black.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest con.
You see the sunlight for a total of 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Everyone has seasonal depression.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate daylight savings.
Yeah, I always have to figure out how to change my oven clock.
Like, yeah.
Put my hands on my knees, like bend over, like, all right, do this.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah.
You got to block off an afternoon.
Yeah. Put in my planner.
Sorry, Miles. I'm going to miss the podcast today. I got to change my oven clock.
Yeah. Vinny Colombo asks, fornicate, assassinate, elope. Cookies, brownies, cake.
I'm assassinating cake immediately.
Kind of cake, Jarrett?
Just says cake.
You pick.
Let's do chocolate cake.
Just chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Like we're talking Matilda chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Dead. Assassinated. Murdered. I'm going to marry. I mean, I'm going to elope with cookies. Cookies fit every occasion. And I'm going to fornicate the brownies.
I guess chocolate cake and brownies are pretty much...
No, cake's fluffier. I like the dense stuff.
Mm-hmm. Dense like bread.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've talked about it. It was like the first argument Ryan and I ever got in on this podcast, like episode 50.
What was the argument?
That I was pie over cake. I'm just not a cake guy.
Yeah. I'm not a big apple pie. The only pie I like is pumpkin.
I mean, I'm with you. I like most pies, but apple is pretty low on the list for me. There's so many better apple desserts than apple pie.
Apple crisp.
Apple crisp fucks. Awesome. Apple turnovers fuck.
That's about it.
Yep, that's apple all the sauce. Apple desserts. Apple sauce, not a fan. Not apple, a dessert. That's a side.
Apple cider.
Can you imagine you go to somebody's house and they have applesauce for dessert?
Have you ever watched Here Comes the Boom?
No.
So it's basically a teacher decides he was a wrestler in college. School is running out of money, so he decides to fight MMA to raise money for the school. And the Fonz is one of the characters, and he made homemade applesauce because he needed some energy before a fight. So he gets this homemade applesauce, and he just fucking Ralphs all over the octagon.
Is it comedy?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't Southpaw, isn't he a teacher?
I don't know. I've never watched Southpaw. I've heard it's good,
what?
Though. Don't what me. You haven't seen Here Comes the Boom either.
Have you seen Here Comes, but have you seen Southpaw? Oh, Jesus Christ, Jared.
You'd like back up here. You'd like Here Comes the Boom. It's okay. A feel good.
Watch it tonight.
Kevin James is the fighter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep. You ever seen Nacho Libre?
I have.
It's a phenomenal movie.
Here Comes the Boom is much better.
Really?
No.
Is it better than A Quiet Place?
No.
Okay, I'm watching it then. I'm
Quiet
out.
Place is so good.
Fornicate. Fornicate.
So much different.
Is Fornicate, is that fucking again?
That's fuck,
yeah. Okay, Fornicate. Cookies. I'm eloping with brownies because I will fuck with brownies.
Dude, they're so good.
I would rather elope with brownies than fuck with brownies. So that's why I'll elope with brownies and I'll kill chocolate cake. Jared, if you would have picked a different type of cake, I probably would have had a different lineup.
What's your favorite type of cake?
Well, if you would have said like German chocolate cake.
If you just throw German in front of it, then you got it, man.
They're completely different frostings, so.
Yeah.
It's like fucking tapioca pudding on top of German chocolate cake. That's like the texture instead of just chocolate frosting on top.
There's sauerkraut in it too?
There may be.
The only cake that would have made me hesitate on my FEA, I mean, carrot cake.
Carrot cake fucks.
I absolutely mess with some carrot cake.
Yep. Carrot cake fucks and elopes.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.